Hello, Dick. Thought I'd drop in and see you for a minute.
Hello, Daddy. Going somewhere?
Yes, I have to hurry home and change.
Change? Oh, yes, of course. I changed, yes. What for?
You know, my boss. It's his silver wedding anniversary, and he's giving a formal dinner at one of the night spots. I'm Toastmaster.
Oh. How nice, yes. I suppose you'll wear your dinner jacket.
Don't be crass, old man. This is a formal affair.
Oh, I see.
Why, tie and tails. Absolutely de rigueur.
Au fait, as it were.
Exactly. Dick. You were with me when I bought that full dress suit. Did you think the sleeves were a little too long?
Oh, no. On the contrary, they're quite short.
Too short? How about the trousers?
Well, she never mentioned the trousers, but I'm sure they'll be short, too.
What are you talking about, Dick?
Did I say something? Excuse me, Daddy. I was just thinking about something else. You know, I don't think the Toastmaster should wear tails.
Oh, absurd. I wouldn't dream of wearing anything else.
Well, I suppose you know best. Oh, me.
Yes, I'm thrilled at the opportunity to shake this uniform of the workaday world. After all, it's not every night that I get a chance to be an arbiter elegantiarum.
No.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Dick, I can't stand it any longer. Why don't you tell him?
Meredith.
Tell him? Tell who? What?
About your dress suit. You won't be able
Meredith,
to...
Meredith, stop it.
No, let him talk. What about my dress suit?
Snooks wore it this evening as a Halloween costume. I think she cut the sleeves off or something.
Good night, all.
I've been stabbed. You must be joking, Meredith.
I'm not joking, Daddy. She told Dick about it, and he let her take his suit to fool you with.
Dick, is this the truth?
Now, take it easy, Daddy.
That little iconoclast. I sweat to give her culture, and she paints beards on the Mona Lisa.
Well, what Mona Lisa? It's only a suit. Call Luke Dollar.
Oh, ingratitude. Thou marble-hearted fiend. More hideous when thou showest thee in a child than the sea monster.
Seneca.
No, Shakespeare. I'm going home.
Now, wait, Daddy. Promise me you won't spank her until you've heard her story.
Powell, if I have to strike that maleficent child, you can rest assured it'll be in self-defense. A goodbye. Now be calm, Higgins, old boy. May not be as bad as you think. I hope. Where's my key? Oh, take hold of yourself, Lancelot. Well, here we go. Snooks.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello. When did you get home?
I've been home all day, Daddy.
Oh. I thought maybe you dropped in to see Mr. Powell.
Oh.
You look worried, Snooks.
Do I?
Yes.
Did you drop in to see Mr. Powell?
No.
What have I got to worry about?
I can't imagine. Oh, is Robespierre still up?
Mm-hmm. We've been playing together, Daddy.
Now, let's have a look. Oh, where is he? Robespierre! What's he doing with his head in the drum?
He was playing shake, and he was a dog, and I didn't have no hook.
Stop it! Help me get this thing off his head.
Hit him and he'll go right through, Daddy.
Look out. There. Oh, look at this child's face. It's covered with soot.
No, it ain't. It's shoe polish.
Shoe polish?
Mm-hmm.
Snooks, this is your dastardly work.
Oh, me?
Hand me that wash rag from the dresser.
Here, Daddy.
Oh, sit still, little fellow. Let's get this stuff off. It sticks like glue underneath.
It is glue underneath.
Oh, you wait. Just wait until I get Robespierre in bed. You rue the day you were born.
Well, it was all his fault. He wouldn't recite, so I got mad.
Recite?
Yeah.
This infant can't even talk.
He can, too. He can recite, blah, blah, black sheep, heavy and evil. You want to see him do it?
If he can recite that, I won't spank you for this.
All right. Come on, Robespierre. Recite. He's starting, Daddy.
Oh, that's just gibberish.
No, listen. Go on, Robespierre. Be a sweet little brother. Or I'll knock your block off.
Snooks.
He she's going to say it, Daddy. Ba. Ba, black sheep, have you any?
What?
Did I tell you? You can't thank me now.
Oh, all right. Suppose we hold this spanking in abeyance until we talk about another little matter.
What's a little matter?
As soon as I put Robespierre in bed, I'll discuss it with you. And tonight, I have plenty of time for discussion.
What about the banquet?
Oh, didn't you know? I'm not going to the banquet.
No? Too bad, ain't it?
Yes, it's tragic. Oh, keep quiet. Both of you.
Why ain't you going to the banquet, Daddy?
That's going to be the topic of our discussion. Get under the covers, baby. Good night, son. Sleep well.
Good night, Robespierre.
All right, Snooks. Follow me.
Where are you going, Daddy?
To my bedroom. Before we talk, I want to have a look in my clothes closet.
Why?
I don't know. I just have some wild premonition that all is not well with my full-dress suit.
Oh. Are you sure you didn't drop in on Mr. Powell, Daddy?
Quite sure.
That's a wild pumpkin of medicine, ain't it?
No doubt. But it'll bear looking into just the same. Ah, here we are. Now, let's see.
It's hanging right there in the closet.
So it is. Seems to be intact, too.
Come downstairs, Daddy. I want to show you something.
Just a minute. This suit looks a little different.
What's the matter with it?
Looks as though it had been worn before. And I just had it made. Do you suppose that tailor could have made a mistake and sent me the wrong suit?
Yeah, you can't trust those tailors. Let's go downstairs.
Don't leave this room.
Why?
This is not my suit at all. In fact, it wasn't even made by my tailor. There's a label in the pocket with a name on it. It says Dick Powell.
Is he a tailor, Daddy?
Snooks. Now, how did Dick Powell's suit get into my closet? Cogitate, Snooks.
I'm cogitating, Daddy.
How did this suit get into my closet? And the second thing is, what happened to my suit?
One thing at a time, Daddy.
Snooks, I'll give you exactly 5 seconds for a full explanation. Can you talk that fast?
I can't even make it up that fast.
I don't want you to make up anything. I want the absolute truth. Now, what is Dick Powell's suit doing in my closet?
Just hang in there, Daddy. He ain't doing nothing.
Harlan! I want to know how this suit got here and why.
Well, Mr. Powell came over here and he took off that suit and hung it in the closet.
What for?
He wanted to take a shower.
And he left without his clothes?
He wore his hat. And he told me not to say anything because...
Stop it! You little Machiavellian monster.
Huh?
Where's my suit? What have you done with it?
I didn't touch it, Daddy.
Oh, it's no use carrying this subterfuge any further, Snooks. I was at the studio tonight, and I talked with Mr. Powell.
Well, why did you tell me you wasn't there?
What difference would it have made?
I would have had more time to think.
You should have done your thinking before you acted. And now produce my full-dress suit this instant.
I don't know where it is.
Then I'll find it. And don't you move. Well, it's not in this clothes hamper. It's not under the bed. Oh, wait. My bureau drawer.
You're getting warm, Daddy.
Ah, here it is. Oh, look at those sleeves.
I don't see no sleeves.
No. They've been cut off up to the shoulders. Now, who did it?
Could it be Mort?
No. Well, you've outdone yourself. This is the most perfect piece of wanton destruction it's ever been my good fortune to behold.
You like it, Daddy?
It's unpardonable. Snooks, I know you wore this suit to parade around in for Halloween. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yes, Daddy. But I didn't cut off the sleeve.
Well, how did it happen?
Well.
Go on.
I put on the suit, and I was very careful not to get it dirty.
Yes?
And everything was fine until I started to come home. And then...
And then what?
And then a big witch on a broom flew down on me. And snipped off the sleeve with a pair of scissors.
A big witch, eh?
And 40 goblins tore the sleeve right out of the pen.
No! What happened to all the elephants and tigers that usually attack you?
Huh?
Why all of a sudden is it witches and goblins?
It's Halloween, ain't it?
Oh, of course. It's Halloween.
Yeah, let's duck for apples, Daddy.
Oh, what's the use? Leave my sight. Go away.
Why?
You're incorrigible. I keep hoping you'll reform, and sometimes you show flashes of goodness. But then you do a thing like this, and my hopes turn to mud in my mouth. Go away, Snooks. I'm ill.
And if you want to spank me, Daddy?
No. I'll never spank you again.
Spank me, Daddy.
No. I wouldn't soil my hands on you.
If you spank me, I'll never be naughty again. I promise, Daddy.
Oh, all right. Turn over.
Do it again, Daddy.
Good heavens. She's beginning to like it. Well, see if you like this.
No more.
All right. Now go to bed and leave me alone.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night. Oh, why couldn't I have had number 158?